This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 23 arrests outside of the debate last night. That, to me, is the real story, but you're not seeing it in much of the media. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Sure, while you had two big blowhards in the debates, you had dozens of people on the outside who were protesting the debates, frustrated by the fact that their preferred candidate wasn't on the stage. Jill Stein had her supporters out there. She herself was escorted by the police off of the debate off of the Hofstra campus property last night. We'd heard that last night, but we didn't hear about the 23 arrests that took place. And according to Nassau Detective Richard LeBrun, they had arrested 23 people, charged them with disorderly conduct and obstructing governmental administration on Earl Ovington Boulevard at about 6:50 p.m. So a good couple hours before the debate.
Is there really much more to say about that than that they got arrested? I mean, I know we're going into this, but you know, you talked about this social media thing a little bit more, and this story, it's like, okay, well, we expected that there would be people that would get arrested, but is there going to be a lot more details about this? I mean, they showed up, they protested, they were arrested. I mean, that's, I don't know how much.
Well, they were in the designated areas, apparently, and at one point, more than 100 Black Lives Matter protesters who had been chanting,
okay, that's a big thing,
no justice, no peace, no racist police, merged with another demonstration by several dozen peace activists and environmentalists. Hofstra professor Michael DiNincenzo told the crowd their protests sought to, quote, raise issues we think the candidates should be addressing, but aren't. Among those, excessive military spending, aggressive foreign policy, neglected women's rights, better funding for education, police brutality, and needed immigration reform. Margaret Melkonian, a Long Island peace activist, said the group in a so-called free speech zone south of the turnpike was there to call for a more peaceful world, while, quote, the war candidates are on the other side. This, or tell me what democracy looks like, chanted one leader. The crowd chanted back, this is what democracy looks like.
Yeah, we've never heard that line before.
Yeah, that's a new one.
They haven't been chanting that for years and years.
Natasha Rapazzo of the Hofstra Campus Feminist Collective said the protest was not about Democrats or Republicans, but about issues. Protest ended and people left after about an hour. In a separate demonstration, a group of more than 30 Mexican immigrants, upset that Trump was coming to Hofstra near their home, came to Hempstead Turnpike to register their displeasure. They chanted in Spanish, no te queremos, or we don't want you. We don't like Trump, said Giovanni Garcia, a construction worker, said all he's doing is creating more hatred in this country. He thinks we're all rapists, we're all killers, murderers, and drug dealers, and we're not, Garcia said, referring to some of Trump's statements earlier in the campaign. He said, we're hardworking people. By the time the debate began, immigrant advocate Osman Canales noted there weren't many people in the free speech area as compared with earlier presidential debates held at Hofstra. He said there's a lot of security with all the street closures, and it made it harder for people to come. Apparently, there were 1,000 police officers who were spread out throughout the Hofstra campus and the nearby area. Nassau Police Department had prepared for large numbers of demonstrators, estimating as many as 10,000 could gather in the special zones before the debate. But by 7 p.m., it appeared there were far fewer protesters. With the debate underway, about 100 to 200 people were in presence there.
Desencadenada.
What's that?
Desencadenada. That's how you say triggered in Spanish.
By the way, they brought the snipers out in addition to undercover officers in plain clothes and suits. Snipers were on the rooftops. Uniformed officers lined Hempstead Turnpike. And this was a police state One of the department spokes bureaucrats said, quote, people have the right to exercise free speech and we'll protect that right. But by the same token, violence won't be tolerated and trying to breach security won't be tolerated. Grumpter said officers from state police, NYPD, and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority were on hand, as well as FBI, ATF, and Secret Service. Among the security technology was a helium balloon holding a video camera that was stationed hundreds of feet in the air above the free speech zone. They said the video was fed into the department's on-site operations center, giving police a bird's-eye view into the demonstration area. So there you go. I thought those, some of those details were pretty interesting.
Yeah, a little bit more.
I'll give you a little bit of a piece of what it was like on the ground there. Kudos to the people who were willing to get arrested to protest whatever it was they were protesting. I thought that, you know, it was more about open up the debates, but it may have just been about we just want to protest the presidential candidates. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I admit it. I spend way too much time on Facebook, and it's been a problem. It continues to be a problem.
It's an addiction.
It is.
I don't find it to be a problem at all. It's just another means of communication.
Yeah, but if you're just scrolling through a bunch of stuff, you're not really
scrolling through websites. I'm scrolling through what people are sharing. I could have my, you know, like what I used to do before Facebook was have my news stories chosen by the community over at dig.com, mm-hmm. you know, or fark.com, you know, way back before Dig.
And but did you spend as much time on either of those sites?
Probably,
as you do on Facebook?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean, the only difference would be is that I can do more communication through Facebook because it's basically centralized all the forums that, you know, all the BBSs that were out there before.
But it ruined them.
Of course, you hate that because, you know, all the Free Talk Live BBS and, you know, any Keen-based BBSs, those were all basically...
I miss those days. I miss the days where, you know, the internet wasn't so centralized. You know, you could find your little niche of people. I was on the Free Talk Live BBS. I don't know if I posted much, but I was big into forums back in the day, and you could find a web forum for just about any type of interest and really get to know people. I was on a Nintendo DS forum for a while, a PSP one. You know, and to me, it seemed
and now
like
where are they? When's the last time you went to one of them?
I mean, they might still be there on the internet, which is unlikely, but they might. Is anybody going to be trafficking any of those? No.
You're not.
No. Because I'm stuck on this website, which I don't even really enjoy most of the time I'm using it.
It ruined forums. It didn't replace them with something better. It replaced them with something inferior. And that's one of my problems. I think that Facebook has value, and if it didn't, I wouldn't spend any... I would like to believe I wouldn't spend time there. Because every now and then you get that needle in the haystack thing of, oh... I found this news story, and this is really interesting, and would I have found it if it weren't for me scrolling through Facebook? Maybe not. But when it comes to actually encouraging people to communicate, I think it damages communications with groups. It may make it easier for you to connect with your grandmother or, you know, some kid that you went to school with or whatever. But as far as, like, assisting groups in doing things, like activism, for instance, I think it's been detrimental overall.
I don't know. I feel like I've gotten to know a lot of people, like a lot of people through Facebook and get sort of a passive, you know, identity of people, you know, especially once I've met a person, and then if I'm friends with them on Facebook for a year or something like that, it's like I get to know a lot more about that person through Facebook.
That's true.
And actually, I've undergone a strange challenge this past week where, you know, I was just talking with someone and it ended up being like a thing like, oh, how many friends do you have? You know, like a kind of joke like, oh, you have less friends. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, with the communities that I'm involved with, I'm like, I could have, you know, that many friends in like a week, you know, so...
Not your real friends,
no,
right?
That's kind of a weird thing to aspire to do. But you're getting
to know people. So actually, what's interesting about this is that, so I went and I've increased my friend count by like 26% or something like that in the past like week and a half. You know, I've added 160 some odd friends, which is, you know, a big increase or whatever. And it's really interesting because I am already starting to get this like passive feel for some people who post a lot. And
passive? What do you mean a passive
feel? Like a passive feel. Like you're getting a glimpse, like a window into someone's life and what they're interested in, what they post about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people post more than others. Some people, you know, like, and it's just, it is interesting because it's all, you know, it's a big jump, you know, when you increase 25% of, you know, like, that's a huge addition.
Were these all people who just sent you requests, or did you send
out a bunch of requests? I don't normally send a lot of requests, and I started sending requests, and a lot of them are people who I've met and like kind of already know, and it's like, oh, I already share 100 mutual friends with this person, so why don't I send them requests and see what they're up, what their lives are about.
We'll continue the discussion on the value and detriment of social media, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Can share your thoughts with us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype And you can join us there at Skype username, lrn.fm. Now, if you've wanted to start up your own blog or website, but just haven't done it because it's a little overwhelming, a little scary, well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners, and it just got better. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But it can be hard to host your own website. I mean, it's confusing to somebody who's never done it before. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone live chat tech support and very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. And you'll get it for 50% off their regular prices. Just in the very beginning of this campaign by HostGator, it was 30%, but we've managed to actually talk them into a better price. So it's, you know, let me rescind the previous offer of 30% off and offer you 50% off their regular prices. So if you've been waiting to find the right deal, these guys have got it. It's a 99.99% uptime rating with HostGator. These guys are pros, and you get 50% off just for Free Talk Live listeners with HostGator.com/FTL. That's a special URL that you need to type in to get that deal. If you just go to their regular site, you're going to get their regular price, which I think is a regular price. It's like 20% off their normal price. So it's like an introductory offer, basically, where for whatever the term is that you order, you get that discount. And then after that, they charge you their regular prices. So you get a 50% off price if you go through our URL, HostGator.com/FTL. We'll get back into social media here in moments. Sarah is first, though, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, in our state, anybody could vote by mail. I was told that in other states, you have to have a reason, like you're handicapped and nobody could take you to the polling place, or you're going to be out of town. You have to prove that you're going to be out of town on the election day. Yeah, so over here, we just say, well, I don't like to go to the, because I just want to vote by mail just because I want to, and everybody gets an application.
There you go. Congratulations. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we continue here. So we were talking about social media, the ups and the downs. And, Johnson, you're kind of coming to Facebook's defense. But what do you not like about Facebook? I mean, you've been saying it's great. You can connect with people. You get to know what people are interested in.
I don't like their censorship, that's for sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's true. No nipples allowed for females.
You know, I don't like that they don't have a lot of ways to, like, connect APIs to certain other, you know, developers to develop with Facebook.
Which would allow people to make applications outside of Facebook and, like, that use Facebook.
Load pictures in and out and data, you know, like that kind of stuff. You know, and it's, you know, that's not good.
I don't like that they have, I think, made communications more difficult in a lot of ways. And I gave forums as an example. And to be more specific, on a forum, you could have different sub-forums.
Yep.
So, like, you know, in Keene, we had an activist forum, and then there were, you know, housing or jobs or, you know, what's happening or, you know, different things that could be in there. Now, you can't have sub-forums. You can only have on Facebook, you can only have a group.
Right.
And the group has a title. And in that group, you can have different threads, people talking about different things. But it organizes them all by, you know, chronology based on who's posted. So the ones that have the most recent posts are the ones on the top. If something's off topic, all you can do is remove the topic. You can't move it to another group. So with a forum, it used to be, like you talked about a video game forum that you were on, Cody. If you were on a video game forum and somebody posted about Atari in the Nintendo sub-forum, the moderators could say, oh, hey, you needed to post this in the Atari area. So they would just click the move button and move it to the Atari area and take care of
that. I used to be a moderator, too. It's
easy process.
That,
That does not exist in the world of the Facebook forum. So you just end up getting this clutter or this cluster F, where if people are off topic, then they've completely wasted their time. There's no cross-pollination between the different interest groups, and it just makes it more difficult.
I also don't like Facebook's social experiments and mind control on people. That also bothers me.
Yeah, like that recent thing that showed up, a lot of people saw, where it was asking if you registered to vote. Like, right at the top.
All that stuff. I mean, they definitely they want to control the narrative on Facebook, and they, you know, do that by not showing you certain posts, showing you other things, you know, not, you know, controlling who you they want you to be your friends.
Well, right, they've basically learned that they can manipulate your mood based on what you see on your timeline, which is a
and this
massive,
is not a conspiracy. Facebook has admitted to this. There's news articles all over the place about it. They've been very open about the fact that yes, they did do this, and yet they continue to do this. Mm-hmm. They experiment on you using computer-based algorithms to literally affect what you think and feel.
Well, you are the product when it comes to Facebook. Yeah. So the news story that is prompting this discussion is from TheGuardian.com. It just came out a few days ago. And it's about young people leaving Facebook and whether or not they're happier as a result. It says, our love of social media seems to have grown and grown in the
past decade. I'm always distrustful of these stories because there's always the motive of, like, there's people who write these stories who they just are really rooting for Facebook to become the next MySpace. But realistically, a lot of the times these articles are not really all that accurate.
Well, we'll see what it says here. Yeah. The recent studies show the tide may be turning for some platforms. And Facebook can't stay on top forever. I mean, someday it's going to falter and something will replace it. But will that something be better than Facebook? I don't know. Right. With young people in particular ditching Facebook, one study claims that more than 11 million teenagers left Facebook between 2011 and 2014. It's been argued that they are swapping public platforms such as Twitter and Instagram for more private messaging apps like WhatsApp and Snapchat. I know when I was out on the streets this weekend for Cop Block in Keene, a young man who was very interested in what we were doing asked how he could get in touch with us, and I ended up just giving him my phone number because I didn't have Snapchat.
Right.
So he specifically asked me if I had a Snapchat. We asked the Guardian.
You should get a Snapchat.
Should I? Yeah. I don't know, man. We asked the Guardian's younger readers whether they have quit social media and why, as well as what apps they're ditching. Almost all of them reported a greater sense of happiness after going offline. Here are some of their experiences. Daisy, who's 23, living in Manchester, England. She says, I feel less anxious and less like a failure. After romance ended with a guy I really liked, she says, I kept trying to avoid Facebook so I wouldn't have to see him. It was after this that I gradually switched off from it, but before that, I'd been wanting to quit for a while. Facebook made me feel anxious, depressed, and like a failure. Now, some people have said, by the way, that seeing other people's success bothers them.
Right.
So there's certain people who will post, like, I'm flying here, going on vacation, or, you know, here's how well I've done at my job, or, you know, here's my new beautiful lover, or whatever. And that's depressing to
people. You've got the people who are bragging because they want to feel better about themselves, and the people, you know, getting the short end of the stick where they feel bad that they're not doing as well. But, you know, it just seems like it's a lot of people comparing themselves to other people.
Right.
And, you know,
that's why I'm never shy about posting things that are horrible and depressing in my life, because it's like, well, now you get to feel better. I'm making people happy.
You're helping.
I am.
Some kind of weird way, I guess so, yeah.
Really, it's not even all that weird when you think about it, because Facebook hates those negative posts. Post more of them.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll get some more of their experiences here in moments. What's life like after Facebook? And you can share your experience with us, 855-450-FREE, at Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. We're talking about social media and some of the frustrations that people have had in using social media and then ultimately leaving social media and making their lives better. That's what Daisy, who's 23 years old in Manchester, is telling The Guardian. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it is the three social media users, Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Daisy says that Facebook made her feel anxious, depressed, and like a failure. She says, when I went online, it seemed like everyone was in Australia or Thailand, and if they weren't traveling, they were getting engaged or landing great jobs.
Am I the only one who's thinking, like, if Facebook is making you feel like a failure, you probably are? Like, that's the first thought that goes through my head, you know, like...
She says, I felt like everyone was living the dream, and I was still at home with my parents, with debt from my student loan hanging over me. I also felt that if I wasn't tagging myself at restaurants or uploading photos from nights out, people would assume I wasn't living.
Do you have this experience of, like, everyone's life is amazing and positive all around you on Facebook all the time?
I don't have that experience.
I don't have that experience at all.
Not really.
I feel like these are people that don't really use Facebook well because they have lots of vapid, useless friends.
Well, what she's saying here is, I think, entirely inaccurate. She says, I felt that if I wasn't tagging myself at restaurants or uploading photos from nights out, people would assume I wasn't living. Here's the thing about people.
Right.
They're not thinking about you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're not posting on Facebook, it's unlikely that your friends will think, I wonder what Daisy is doing tonight. They're busy doing whatever it is that they're doing.
Every time I'm posting something, I'm like, well, maybe this post won't be completely ignored. Like, that's the, you know.
Right. I mean,
I think when I post something.
If you do post something, then Facebook does allow you to become present in their life for a brief moment because they might see it.
A fraction of a second.
Right, because they might see it as they're scrolling down and they might actually pay attention to it. But believe me, your friends aren't sitting there thinking about what you're doing tonight. If they were, they'd call you up or send you a message and ask you, hey, what are you doing tonight?
And that's why the popular posts on Facebook are like the memes about kittens and sunrises. You know, because it's like, that's what's going to just make somebody feel good for 3 seconds. And it's like, that's why that stuff is popular. Because it's like, oh, I'm going to get a laugh out of this video of, you know, somebody dancing on, you know, America's Got Talent.
Let's go to Dodger. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Cody, and Johnson. Hey, Dodger.
Gentlemen, first off, I think that I enjoy this trio on Tuesday nights better than just about any other trio on Free Talk Live. But I just wanted to point this out. I don't understand why they call it social media, because so many people these days are so anti-social using quote-unquote social media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, case in point, you know, you see, you know, I go out to eat probably once a week with friends and family, and I look around and I see these people, entire families of people, and they're out there eating right along with me, and they're all staring at their phone.
The phone.
Mom, Dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of these restaurants have made it worse now because they've added an extra screen. I don't know if you've been to like an Applebee's recently.
I hate those things where there's a little doodad on the table. And it's got a screen on it, and you can play games on it.
You can pay money to play games on it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, me myself, I'm a young person. I'm 33 years old, and I got my my latest smartphone, and I didn't even feel the need to install Facebook on it. Now, first off, it was a surprise to me that it didn't come on it, but I don't miss it. I just really don't miss it.
So you don't even use Facebook in the browser? You don't use it on your laptop or desktop computer?
No. Not really. I mean, the only feature of Facebook that I have used probably in the last somewhere between 9 and 12 months, between 9 months and a year ago, the only feature I think I've used on Facebook is the Messenger, and it's only because somebody sent me a message.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Do you spend a lot of time online at all?
I spend a great deal amount of time online.
So other than porn sites, what are your top sites that you visit?
honestly, weather and just Googling random things.
So you spend like 4 or 5 hours a day on the weather.com? Like, what do you...
Mostly porn,
right?
He said he's Googling things.
You guys make your speculations. I have way too much time actually, working to...
you said you spend a lot of time online. You're not Googling and on Wikipedia all the time, or on weather.com all the time. Where do you spend your time online? I mean, if it's not Facebook and it's not a social media site, where are you spending your time?
Actually, probably 80% of my time is spent, you know, just looking up different libertarian thinkers.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, in all honesty, I'd rather use the internet for information than for, I don't know, this quote-unquote social media. I mean, if I want to be social with somebody, I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to them.
Right.
I know maybe I'm...
Yes. How old are you, Dodger?
He said 30.
33,
okay. Because apparently younger people don't like to pick up the phone. That's sort of a thing.
Yeah,
a lot of young people are actually, they get anxiety about making phone calls.
What is up with them?
My sister being one of them, she's only 3 years younger than me, so she's 23 years old.
And she won't ever call you.
Terrified to make phone calls.
perfectly happy with
that. Well, I mean, apparently I'm an oddball of my generation, and I really don't mind being that way.
Dodger, thanks for calling and sharing your experience tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So you're saying, Johnson, forget about phone calls. So you're on board.
Such an inefficient way of communicating.
Texting only, huh?
I will call if it's like a long conversation, like if there's something detailed that needs to be explained.
Because you can talk faster than you can text.
You can talk a lot faster. But you can also, speech to text. Or text to, speech to text.
Yeah, but does that work?
Works pretty well for me.
90% of the time?
You have to enunciate really well, but...
Yeah. It's getting better. It certainly is better than it was.
Typing is getting better. But, for the most part, you don't need to communicate that way. Most people are communicating in short thoughts, and text is very good for that because you can be doing something else, too.
So you don't miss the days of there was a girl you would like, and you'd call up the house phone, and her dad would pick up, and you'd have to get through the parents to get to her.
Do you realize I have a firearm?
She says, I remember a friend from uni, which I think means university, said to me once, yeah, but you're still going out having fun. I've seen on Facebook. I try to present myself as always having a great time. If my status didn't get more than 5 likes, I'd delete it. There are these people who will, they will watch their statuses and see how many likes they get as though that validates them as a person or makes life worth living or something.
That's all it is. It's this weird addiction to these little red notifications, the likes, the comments. For whatever reason, I'm telling you, it's just like a drug. You get a little dopamine boost whenever you see that little red one or whatever.
I think I'm going to make a fortune.
What's that?
It makes me think of an app idea, something you can make a fortune. Just make an app that goes through and automatically sets a timer on your post, and if it doesn't get 5 likes within a certain time frame, it automatically deletes it. Well, you don't even think about it anymore. It's like...
She says, my life has changed for the better since deleting
social
media.
Call it the popularizer.
She says, I now enjoy catching up with my friends, and when they tell me new plans, my response isn't just, I saw on Facebook. It makes you realize who your real friends are and how social media takes the joy out of sharing news with people. I also feel less anxious and less of a failure. So she still feels like a failure and anxious.
Exactly.
Just not as much.
But a little less.
She says, I'm planning to visit a friend in Australia next month. She and my mom and a couple of other friends want me to go back on Facebook to share my pictures. I'd really prefer not to, though. I'm on Instagram, but I mostly follow sarcastic quote pages, and I've never had a Twitter account.
Good to know.
So you can join us here, more young people and their experience leaving social media. But what about you and your experience? You can share your thoughts with us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Moments remain, but there's enough time for you if you want to dial in now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about leaving social media. Apparently, younger people, surprisingly, some of them are calling it quits. One study said as many as 11 million teenagers left Facebook between 2011 and 2014. Now, that doesn't mean they're leaving entirely from electronics. They're switching some of them to more private messaging apps like WhatsApp and Snapchat. But, you know, they're leaving, and it's interesting to hear their reasons for leaving and how their lives have changed after leaving. George Lincoln, who's 17 in Hampshire, England, says a lot of people aren't interested in Facebook anymore. He says, when I first got Facebook, it appealed to me because I could talk to all my friends, see how they were feeling. But now it seems to have become more trivial. Instead of seeing what friends are putting up, I just see the articles that they like and other comments I'm not interested in. I want to concentrate on more useful things, and I find it very distracting. I don't worry about missing out on stuff because I still use the Messenger app on Facebook to stay in touch with everyone. I says, I've been off Facebook for 2 weeks now, and I don't really feel tempted to go back. I've thought a few times about logging back in, but I haven't so far. Since I quit, no one has really spoken to me about it. Everyone's busy focusing on their college work. A lot of young people aren't interested in Facebook anymore. It's becoming overcrowded, and other sites such as Snapchat are offering something new and exciting. Now, you said I should get Snapchat. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got it. I'm just, you know, I haven't really used it all that much.
I'm kind of over Snapchat.
I want more people on Snapchat so that I can use it. You know, like, I don't have enough people on
Snapchat. I don't think we added each other
but
yet.
But isn't the point of Snapchat to have disappearing messages?
That's one of the reasons. You can also have stories.
What's a story?
They're not disappearing. They're sort of like an ongoing series of messages.
I think they show up for about 24 hours before they're replaced.
The stories?
I think so.
No, I thought you could have like a permanent series that's like attached to you.
Maybe. I mean, I really don't use Snapchat that much.
Right.
Depending on
what's
who
it
going to
do that Telegram doesn't do?
We're olds.
What is Snapchat going to do for me that Telegram doesn't already do?
Offer a different way of communicating that's not like a chat app. It's not like a standard chat app.
But I can have Telegram delete my messages too, if I want.
It's not the same.
Okay. I mean, I have tried it at some point in the past and was like, okay, I can send pictures that disappear.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to be good for sending naked pictures or something like that. But aside from that, I'm not
there's
really
a
sure.
lot of that going on. Yeah.
Evidence of drug activity or something like that. Yeah. You know, things that you want to keep out of people's hands. But of course, there's always screen capturing. So, right. you know, there's ways around that.
Yeah. Right? Screen capture doesn't capture video, though. But
that's true.
And I believe the other person gets notified if you do a screen
right.
cap.
Right. Yeah. They built that into the app.
I mean, you can't stop them from doing it, but, you know,
I see.
Can't keep it a secret is all.
So, Syed Ali, who's 19 from Birmingham, says, I don't need to prove anything to people. There's so much negativity on social media with people complaining about how tough their lives are. And these are the same people who post a picture of every meal they eat.
One girl says everybody's lives are perfect on Facebook. The other guy's like, people are complaining too much.
That's part of the reason I haven't been using it, he says, for the past 3 years. Now, he's 19, so that means he left Facebook when he was 16.
Right.
Posting on social media,
these kids know, they don't know anything.
It's quite frustrating because it feels like everyone is conforming to the norms, and you have to post photos of yourself, of every place you visit, etc. Some people merely like your pictures, so you return the favor. It's childish, he says. I don't need to prove anything to people or show people I'm doing well. This has made me a much happier person.
These reasons are so ridiculous. It's like ridiculous.
The reasons to leave?
Yeah, all these reasons are because these people are neurotic.
My mom has the all-time dumbest reason why she hates Facebook, and she told me about this a couple days ago. My dad has a Facebook. My mom won't get one, but she's very snoopy into his Facebook.
She wants to know if he's talking to other women.
She texted me the other day, and she said, "What's poking? What is poking?" And I was like, well, it's this thing that people don't really do anymore to kind of, like, show some sort of interest in another person. And I should not have worded it that way because she was like, well, I want to know who is poking your father because I am really disappointed. I hate Facebook. And I'm like, dude, it could have been Graham, you know? It could have been, you know, Grammy. So poking doesn't necessarily have to mean that, like, hey, I want to bang you.
Does she sneak onto his account and monitor him, or does he, like, give her access to where he knows she's going in there?
I think he must have left it up, and they share an iPad, so it was probably up. And, if he doesn't log out, she's going to take a look. Just because, I don't know what's going on between those two, but.
So you said they're neurotic, Johnson. Yeah. And this is, I think, an indicator of what is not uncommon how people feel about social media, that it's some sort of, like in a lot of things in life between people, a contest.
Yeah, I feel like this about a lot of things in their lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, haven't we, you know, seen before, like, multitudes of articles of how posting selfies kind of make you a narcissist?
Yeah.
I believe I've seen that posted. I would agree with that.
Rosanna Cassidy, 25, of Nottingham, says, I've been thinking about quitting Facebook for a long time, but the EU referendum finally made me bite the bullet. I'm not sure which referendum that is.
Brexit, maybe?
Oh, Brexit. I was sick and tired of people trying to force their political beliefs upon me, and I found it so depressing that people were repeating views they had heard that weren't true. Now, 3 months later, without Facebook, I feel much happier and more content.
She did a fex-it.
She Facebook exes. I can live my life instead of trying to shape it into one that looks good online. I also have a lot more time now, and it's easy enough to keep in touch with my friends in other ways. What's more, now we can have conversations about what we've been doing because we haven't seen it all already on social media. I don't plan on going back to Facebook, but I still have my Instagram account, she says, which I check once a day. Instagram is different because it's not as time-consuming. You don't get bombarded with other people's views. Plus, the Instagram community is more supportive. She says, I gave up Twitter years ago because it didn't really...
Twitter's abysmal.
What do you
mean? Like, known as, like, one of the worst places on the internet. Like, Twitter is just, you know, the abuse is rampant.
Is it between users?
Yeah, just people. Well, you know, but certain users.
Can't be worse than YouTube commenters.
Horrific.
No, it can't be worse than that.
I mean, actually, No, it's known to be worse than YouTube commenters.
Yeah. Wow.
Like,
well, of course, you can tag people on Facebook. Twitter, yeah. Or on Twitter. You can tag your victim on Twitter, and then it'll let you know about it.
Well, I've found way more trolls on YouTube than I have on Twitter.
I gave up Twitter, she says, because it didn't really feel like it had a point, and it was just a space for opinionated people to air their views in a non-constructive way, she says. Andy Staunton, 23, of Dublin, says, I enjoy talking to people, actually talking to people face-to-face. He said, when I used Facebook, I found myself aimlessly watching videos and scrolling through articles that I never had any interest in reading in the first place. Furthermore, the Facebook statuses I saw were very uninspiring. Leaving Facebook was one of the best decisions I've made this year. Aside from the increased productivity that comes from not having it, I enjoy actually talking to people face-to-face and not seeing what someone I met once years ago had for breakfast.
I had, you know, I had an idea back at the beginning of this, and they still haven't implemented it. It's never happened. I've, you know, posted this. Google Plus, still, with its structure, the way it's structured, still is like a heartbeat away of destroying every other social media platform. Could absolutely destroy social media platforms.
But they haven't.
Because here's what they haven't done is this one thing that I think would just wreck everything else, which is Facebook's social media platforms are based on circles. So now they've got these communities that you can opt into. Like, that's a thing. But the thing that they've never allowed you to do, which would be amazing, would be you have circles, right? These circles are, you know, you can make a circle of friends, which is essentially like, you know, making a category in an address book, right? Who cares? That's everything has that. So you can kind of group your contacts and your friends. Mm-hmm. What I've always thought that a social media network could do that would be amazing is if you, instead of you categorizing all your friends, let your friends categorize themselves by you create a certain set of circles where you're going to post certain types of topics, because everybody has sort of aspects of themselves, right? Like, I like comedy. I like certain politics. I like, you know, I've got my workout posts and whatnot, right? So what if you were allowed to, like, you know, again, Google Plus has this concept of circles. What if you were able to have these circles out there, but then your friends could choose to opt into only those aspects of you? So you create a circle about something, you know, like about, you know, whatever topic that you like to talk about, and then people can go, well, I like it when Ian talks about this and this, but I don't want to hear anything about this.
So it's sort of similar to subscribing to a page in the hopes that you'll see what the page is posting. You can subscribe to an individual's different types of stuff.
But I think that would be hands down, destroy. I mean, it would like be instant. Like, people would start to really dig that, because then they'd only, you'd see what the things that you like about somebody, you know, and then it would create this positive vibe.
And it wouldn't be a big change to their platform.
Right. It wouldn't be a big change to their platform, and it would create a huge positive vibe, and it would be people getting interested, interesting content from each other, and have like really positive ways to interact on content that they want to see.
Well, maybe they'll do it, or maybe somebody will do it.
It's been years.
And maybe that maybe that'll be the blow that kills Facebook.
Yep.
We can only hope. Meanwhile, I'll probably be back there shortly. So see you on the social media.
Yep.
Online between now and then, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where we still actually have a website where you can do
Free
stuff.
Live.
Yeah. And you can check out Cody over at offtheairlive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.